Sydney. And with that in mind, we are talking about Gender Euphoria, which is a fusion of music, dance, comedy, burlesque, circus, and poetry. So an ensemble of Australia's biggest lineup of trans and gender diverse performers explore gender, identity, and personhood, rallying cry to empower trans communities and artistic practices in this one epic show, Gender Euphoria. So to explain a little bit more about what's going on there, I'm joined by cast member of Gender Euphoria, Harvey Zielinski. Good morning, Harvey.
Hi, how you going? Thanks for having me on.
No worries, thanks so much for joining us today.
No worries.
So this show obviously embodies a huge variety of art forms, which I've just alluded to. Can you kind of give us a bit of an overview of how they all mesh together and what the show, like what form it kind of takes in the end?
Yeah, well, it's everyone comes from a very kind of diverse talent pool. Everyone has like very different striking skill set that they bring to the work. So we've got trapeze and circus, we've got poetry, we've got songs, we've got cabaret, dance. My piece is a theatre piece that I wrote, sort of semi-autobiographical, but weaves in actually excerpts of A Streetcar Named Desire to kind of for the kind of comment on what I'm talking about gender and performativity and stuff like that. So the show is a real kind of medley, yeah.
I'm interested in the collaborative process of the group that's created the show. And as you mentioned, you kind of created your own bit. So has everyone brought to the table their own skill set?
Yeah, people came from different backgrounds and had different pre-existing work that they might have, you know, wanted to bring into the rehearsal room and adapt for this show, or a lot of people created very, very new things as well. And it's been refined because obviously we've had two seasons so far, both at Arts Centre, one for Midsummer 2019 and one for Melbourne International Arts Festival 2019. So the show's changed with those seasons as well.
Totally. And so central to Gender Euphoria is this kind of flipping of on the head of gender dysphoria. So how does this show kind of achieve that?
It's a very joyous, celebratory show. It's a very fun, loud show. A lot of laughter and, celebration, I suppose. So as opposed to a lot of the narratives that we see about gender diverse people being quite tragic or traumatic, we wanted to steer away from that and instead just celebrate identity and diversity of identity and the amazing talent that the cast bring to it.
Yeah, so you've spoken a little bit about your part in the play. From what I've read, you perform a monologue that muses Tennessee Williams. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that monologue? And you said it was a bit derived from personal experience. Can you just enlighten us there?
So it kind of weaves personal anecdotes on my experiences of gender and people's perhaps projections of gender or limited ideas about gender. So there's kind of anecdotes weaved in through references of Blanche DuBois from Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire, because Blanche is such a iconic portrayal of feminine performativity. She's sort of clinging to her identity as a beautiful kind of starlet so hard, which makes her a really great character to explore when looking at binary gender and how it can kind of place us in a box that isn't necessarily as expansive as we might like to be or could potentially be, I suppose.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And because this work has been created with a large collaboration, I think there's something like 10 people in...
Now there's more like 14, I believe.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger, which is great.
Yeah, so there's a whole kind of range of experiences and kind of voices being shown here. I'm interested to know, like, what you think can be learnt from hearing all these voices and anecdotes and stories and performances in conversation through this
work. It's just these are voices that we're not hearing very much from in the dominant narrative and the dominant media, or as I say, we're hearing about it in kind of a negative way or a tragic way, I suppose. So, you know, you can learn so much from the experiences of the people who are performing and what they're so kind of boldly and bravely sharing and offering. Yeah, and everyone comes from such different walks of life. Like last season, we had artists from Northern Territory and artists from the UK. It's getting more and more eclectic and diverse as we go on.
Yeah, which I guess means that the show's also changed since the last run a little bit.
Yeah, it is different from the International Arts Festival, which was, yeah, different from Midsummer. So it's gotten bigger and more, probably more refined, more streamlined, yeah.
And central to this work is a sense of empowerment. How are you hoping audiences are affected by the show?
I think people generally, our experience has been that they come out really uplifted and inspired, which is what we're aiming for. Hopefully people can feel more empowered in their own identities through it, or more willing to explore their own identities, certainly more accepting of other people's identities is definitely a goal. But I think people really have fun watching this work, which is really important to us.
Yeah, I think often fun and celebration can be underrated in these kind of sometimes challenging conversations.
Yeah, like it's not hard-hitting at points. It truly is, but it kind of swings beautifully between the two, yeah.
Well, great. Thank you so much for speaking to us on the show this morning, Harvey.
No worries. Thanks so much.